News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the government has ordered an external review of governance and culture at the Arts Council following a finding that over €6 million was spent by the body on an IT system that was subsequently not fit for purpose. And I'm joined now by Minister for Arts, Culture, Communication, Media and Sport, Patrick O'Donovan. Good morning to you, Minister. Firstly, how was this allowed to happen?
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners as well. As you know, I'm in the department about a fortnight. So just to give your listeners an indication of what I have uncovered, I suppose, or what I've been told in the short time that I've been there. When ministers are settling into new departments, they're taking through some of the issues that are in the department by their senior officials. And obviously one of the big ones that was brought to my attention was the fact that the 2023 head of accounts for the Arts Council had not been brought to government and had not been laid before the House of Bureaucrats because of this financial impairment which the Controller and Auditor General had had identified in their audit, which is now, as you say, a €6.67 million IT project, which commenced originally in terms of its project leaving the station in 2018. And
yeah, no, I'm aware, and a lot of that is in the public domain, Minister. But
has been able to be.
And I accept that you're not in the department very long. But is it the Department of Arts that has failed here, and is it your predecessor? Because who is responsible for this? People are absolutely sick to their back teeth. This is like the bike shed on speed. Who is responsible for this? Because we keep hearing that you're scathing, that the Taoiseach is furious. No one cares whether you're scathing and the Taoiseach is furious. People want to know who is responsible and what's going to be done.
So, to be honest about it, that's what I'm trying to find out. And yesterday I got Cabinet approval to proceed with an external review, the terms of reference of which I bring to government within the next 10 days to a fortnight, that will allow a commencement of a full culture and cultural examination and financial examination of the Arts Council. That's the first thing. The second thing that I have done is we've also initiated and already commenced an internal examination of my own department's role with regard to this, because obviously the money is derived from the Exchequer through the department and on to...
You only found out about this. When did your predecessor, when did Minister Catherine Martin know about this?
I don't know, but what I do know is that the Secretary General of the department became aware of it in the summer and initiated a report immediately to find out exactly from his perspective.
The Secretary General of the Department of Arts knew last summer, you're saying, in 2024, when Minister Martin was still the minister. And are you suggesting that he would have known about this and not told her?
Just let me finish. And initiated a report which concluded at the same time as I took over in the department. And that report I've now published and brought to government yesterday. And that details some of the steps that were taken along the route of this project from commencement to...
This is very interesting. So you're saying the timeline is this, that the Secretary General found out last summer, commissioned a report, but the report was only finalised coincidentally coinciding with the end of Minister Martin's tenure.
The report was... concluded,
so it could be construed she knew nothing either. So nobody knew about this. Nobody knew who was in charge.
Well, that's, you can't say that because I haven't got drawn up the terms of reference that will examine this in full. So I think it's a bit premature to say that, to be quite honest about it. There are obviously people within the Arts Council who knew about it, and there are obviously... And
there should have been people in your department who knew about it. This is the second governance issue in the Department of Arts. Let me just put the question to you. RTE, we had an enormous scandal here in this country in RTE about its lack of governance. They're under your remit. We now have the Arts Council, another lack of governance under your remit. Is the Department of Arts simply asleep at the wheel?
So if I could just finish the sentence, the second part of what the sentence I was going to say is there's an issue for my department as well, which I've also tried to initiate a review of, and that has commenced. And that will report directly to the government as well, because you're right, there has been two major failings in a very short period of time with regard to two agencies. And the public are right to be angry about it. I'm angry about it. I'm a taxpayer. You know, the people listening to this programme will be seeking to know, well, where is the 6 million euros and how did it manage to get spent? Who spent it and what external advices were got?
Okay, just a whole range of questions. Very lastly, within RTE, we saw a clear out of the board. We saw reform. We had PAC sitting in sessions. We saw all sorts of changes being brought about as a result of that. Will we see something similar with the Arts Council? Is anyone going to be held accountable and responsible for this?
So the first thing is, and this will be taken sequentially, and I'm not jumping to any conclusions this morning. I know that makes for good radio, but I'm not doing this. The first thing I'm doing is agreeing a set of terms of reference and appointing an external review, which will report to me and I'll bring to government, and any recommendations and all recommendations that are made by an external review, both in terms of the Arts Council and the internal one that I'm doing with regard to my own department, will be implemented.
Minister for Arts, Culture, Communications, Media and Sport, Patrick O'Donovan, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.